Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 4th April 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti.
Salam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we have this week is one which is a lovely adoration of Bhagwan as Rama and Krishna. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava.
So this is what we will learn now, a bhajan which is set to a very unique raga and has lovely phrases. So let's get started by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and you are going to listen to a conversation about the meaning of the bhajan with Brother Y. Arvind. Brother Y. Arvind is a former student of Bhagwan's University, someone who spent many years basking in the divine physical proximity of Bhagwan. He's an excellent orator, dramatist, actor, writer, and so on. So we will listen to his reflections and insights on the various phrases that make the bhajan so beautiful. And in the end, you will listen to the mandir version of this bhajan, the complete version with all the elements, and as it is sung in the divine presence of Bhagwan in the Sai Kulwanthal. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava Narasimhachyuta Narayana Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara Danava Samhara Dayanidhe.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, let's listen to how this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being rendered in the scale C sharp pancham.
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava.
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 Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Narasimhachyuta Narayana.
Narasimhachyuta Narayana.
Narasimhachyuta Narayana.
Narasimhachyuta Narayana.
Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara.
Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara.
Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara.
ദശരഥ നന്ദന സീതാമനോഹര
ദാനവ സംഹാര ദയാനിധേ
ദാനവ സംഹാര ദയാനിധേ
ദാനവ സംഹാര ദയാനിധേ
ദാനവ സംഹാര ദയാനിധേ
കോദണ്ഡ രാമ രാഘവ ജയ കല്യാണ കൃഷ്ണ കേശവ
So that's the lovely bhajan glorifying the Rama avatar and the Krishna avatar. Before we move on to the significance of its words, let's get more familiar with the swaras and the notes. So Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on the raga of the bhajan. So Anirudh, please share what you felt about the technical structure of this bhajan.
Sai Ram Vishwam.
Sai Ram.
This beautiful composition is based on the raga Tilang in the Carnatic classical music. And it has a very bright flavor to it. The Arohana and Avarohana are Saga Shuddhga Ma Pa Ni Sa Ni Shuddh
Sa Ni
Komali
Pa Ma Ga Sa Saga Ma Pa Ni Sa Ni Sa Ni Pa Ma Gamani pamaga gamapani sani sani ni pama ma pamaga sani ne sa gamapagamaga हे कमल नयन भगवान सत्य साई भगवान धिम धिम धीमे धीमे नटन शिवा तांडव के लिए विलास शिवा रामचंद्र प्रभु रघुवंश रामा സീതാപതി ജയ ജാനകി രാമ
ഓൾ ദീസ് ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ഭജൻസ് ആർ ബേസ്ഡ് ഓൺ രാഗ തിലംഗ്
ഡെഫിനറ്റ്ലി സച്ച് എ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ രാഗ ദോസ് റിയലി ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റഡ് ഇൻ മ്യൂസിക് ഷുഡ് ഗോ ഓൺ ആൻഡ് എക്സ്പ്ലോർ ദിസ് രാഗ
ആൻഡ് ഇൻഫാക്ട് ആസ് ഫാർ എസ് ദിസ് ഭജൻ ഇസ് കൺസേൺഡ് The first few lines are perfectly falling in place in Tilang. And there is one line which beautifully goes to a higher note with the introduction of Ri and Ga. Perhaps when you do the swaras, it might be clear at the time.
Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara Danava Samhara Dayanidhe ദാനവ സംഹാര ദയാനിധേ
ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ദ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ സ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് നോട്ട്സ് ഇൻ ദ മാ ആൻഡ് ഗ ദറ്റ് ഗിവ്സ് ദ വണ്ടർഫുൾ ഫീലിംഗ്
മാ പ മാ പ മാ ഗ രാമ Rama Rama
Maybe we can do the singing practice with the standing notes taking the words like Rama or Narayana or Krishna
Yes
Krishna Krishna
Just like when you do the pranava practice, Om, they say,
yes.
they say you can do Hari Om.
Yes. Hari Om, Narayana, Krishna, Rama. We can get the both the benefits of chanting the name as well as stabilizing the voice.
You culture your voice as well as culture your heart.
It's a divine voice culture.
Yes, absolutely. So let's move on to the swaras.
Yes, let's take the first line.
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava Pasasasani Nipapama Gamani Pamaga Gasasagama Panimapa Nisa Nisa Pasasasani Nipapama Gamani Pamaga Gasasagama Panimapa Nisa Nisa Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava Gaga Mapani Mapa Mapani Sani Sasa Gaga Mapani Mapa Mapani Sani Sasa Narasimha Chuta Narayana Pasasani papa magama panini sa Pasasani papa magama panini sa Dasharathanandana Sita Manohara Garigama gasasasa pasasani papa pa Gare gama ga sa 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 pa sa 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 ni pa 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 Danava samhara dayanidhe Gama gama pa ni ma pa ni sa ni sa Gama gama pa ni sa ni sa दानव संहार दयानिधे पसससनी पपम गमपनी पमग पसससनी पपम गमपनी पमग
सो दिस इज द स्लो भजन इजंट इट
यस बिकॉज़ इट हैज मेनी वर्ड्स इन द लाइन लाइक द यू टेक द फर्स्ट लाइन
Kodand Rama Raghava.
So it makes more sense to space out those words so that it's clear for everybody to follow. If we start off in a faster tempo, then the words would become unclear.
Mm.
And also singing would become tough. Yes. It has little classical touch.
Yes.
A little bit of
that. Not among those very simple bhajans.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So what is the beat?
The beat of this bhajan is the regular 8 beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava
So that gives us a good idea of the beat as well as the swaras of the bhajan. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Sairam.
It's time now to dwell our minds on the meaning of every word, every phrase, every sentence of this bhajan. And we will do this through a conversation. You're going to now listen to reflections of Brother Y. Arvind.
Sairam Brother Y. Arvind and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Brother Vishu, thank you for inviting me.
I think all of us who have had the opportunity to be student in Bhagwan's presence, you not only had the chance to participate in bhajans every single day of your student career, but if you were a student in the earlier times, you actually saw Bhagwan every bhajan session as you sang his name. and you could see Bhagwan's response to every bhajan session. You could see how so deeply involved he was with every bhajan session and how he really wanted everyone to connect through every bhajan session with him. And I think, you know, and this is something that we see in every Sai center, every samiti all over the world. Bhajan sessions are sessions where people use those moments to forget everything and just think only about Swami. And every bhajan that way is such a powerful medium, isn't it, brother? When you heard this bhajan, Kodanda Rama, can you please share what started creating itself in your mind as you heard this bhajan, as you started singing this bhajan?
At the very outset, every bhajan is nothing but a conversation with God. As part of the Navavidha Bhakti Marga, as you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So, Kirtana and Vishnu Smarana are two wonderful ways in which you can reach out to the Lord. And some of us are truly blessed to be able to open up to that universal consciousness. And personally speaking, I felt, you know, like this particular bhajan was a beautiful ensemble of us praying to two aspects of Lord Vishnu. See, Lord Rama's and Lord Krishna's names are taken together.
Yes.
Several times.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bhajan where you have adoration of both the forms of the Lord. And it happening simultaneously. Sometimes in the same line itself.
Exactly. You start off by saying, Kodanda Rama Raghava and
Kalyana Krishna Keshava.
There you go. You see, on one hand, Lord Rama is always identified with this Kodanda, which is the bow.
Yes.
And the bow is always identified with destruction of Rakshasas. You take up a weapon only to destroy evil.
Yes.
And Kalyana Krishna Keshava, Krishna himself is dark and you're praising him as Lord Krishna, the one with the long hair.
Yes.
And before I go further, I would like to say this. No bhajan is actually composed by an individual. It is inspired by the Supreme Consciousness. So, the first two lines of this bhajan, Kodanda Rama Raghava, Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava, followed by Govinda Madhava and Gopala Keshava, are more of a propitiation. You know, you're drawing his attention. You're calling Lord Rama, O Lord Rama, the one who holds the Kodanda. O Lord Krishna, the long-haired one. Madhava. The word Madhava itself has got multiple connotations.
Correct.
The root of the word Madhava is in Mad. Mad goes into Madhu, Madhu Tattva, Madhuryam,
yes.
Madhura. The beauty, the sweetness of the Lord.
Yes.
See, and then Gopala. You know, the beautiful concept of Gopala, the cowherd.
Yes.
He's not a cowherd. He's more of, should I say, Pashupati, the Lord of all Jivas.
Yes.
So, first two lines, you're drawing his attention. So, that's what I felt. When the first two lines are repeated twice, you know, you're drawing his attention. And then comes the real prayer. Narasimhachyuta Narayana, O Lord, who came down as Narasimha, and you're also known as Achyuta. It is one of those 1008 names of the Lord. Achyuta actually means firm, immovable, obsidian, somebody who cannot be shaken, somebody cannot be destroyed, the eternal. So when you come down as Narasimha, the connotation of Lord Narasimha is destruction of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was the big boss who was able to control all the five elements. He mastered everything through his tapas. Unfortunately, when all the energy is concentrated but directed in the wrong direction, it's like saying however much qualified a person may be, if his character is bad, nobody will go near him. That is there in each and every one of us in the Kali Yuga. None of us are perfect. When I heard this bhajan, Narasimhachyuta Narayana, O Lord Vishnu, come down as Narasimha and destroy that evil within me.
Wow. That's a very beautiful aspect you mentioned, brother. You know, when you think about the Narasimha avatar, Hiranyakashipu, as you mentioned, someone who was a great scientist, as Bhagwan also referred to in
yes.
his discourses. He was someone who could control the air, control the wind, control fire. So, it's because of his power that he felt he's invincible and he had reasons to feel that way because he had got that kind of boons from the divine.
Yes.
I mean, no person in any sphere of existence, in any plane of existence also could annihilate him because that kind of boons he had got. So, if you compare that with little advancements in science that, you know, in this generation do, you know, I think whatever our achievements are, the modern man's achievements are perhaps very little compared to what is mentioned in the scriptures about what Hiranyakashipu could do.
We are just at a percentage of his achievements.
But perhaps, you know, like Hiranyakashipu, though we have achieved maybe 100th of what Hiranyakashipu achieved, we have 100 times more ego than what Hiranyakashipu had.
Unfortunately.
You know, little things we discover about how the web in the frog's feet is that way. And, you know, we discover how a particular metal functions, or you discover a new molecule and we think, you know, we have really unraveled such a huge mystery. And, you know, for a moment you think you are someone at the cusp of decoding the entire creation.
Yeah, that goes for every walk of life. Nowadays we talk about management mantras.
Yes.
Social, economical, scientific, yes. Everywhere it's just the eternally growing obstacle.
Yes.
Sorry, EGO, yeah. Expanded.
Yeah, absolutely, eternally growing obstacle. But what I felt was, the most beautiful aspect of Narasimha Avatar was, you thought that you are someone who is absolutely the best in the world and nobody can stop you or unstoppable. And because you have so much power, so you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
And get away with it. And the Lord... Look at the extent to which the Lord went, you know, when he came as Narasimha Avatar.
Yes.
Everything that Hiranyakashipu thought, he has conquered.
Exactly.
He came up with a plan by which every boon that he had given to Hiranyakashipu became futile. Actually.
Exactly. Neither day nor night.
Correct.
He caught him in evening time.
Yes.
Neither in the house nor outside the house. He caught him on the doorstep. Neither man nor animal. See, these were the boons that Hiranyakashipu asked. But he forgot that there is always, no, sea always inside. There's a hidden thing.
Yes.
God knows. That's what we need to understand.
We forget who gave you the boon.
Exactly.
In the first place.
Exactly.
I think this is a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
As you very nicely mentioned, brother. First two lines, you know, we are in praise of the Lord. Going by this flow of thought, you know, you are praising the Lord as Kodan Rama because you are the one who has that powerful bow to annihilate all the demonic in us. Yes. And then, you know, after you do that praise, then you praise him again also as Kalyana Krishna, the most merciful one. And Keshava, brother, you mentioned about long hair. Another very beautiful meaning of Keshava Swami mentioned is Kesi means a ray, a sun's ray is
awesome.
Kesi. So he is, just like we look at Bhagwan's hair, it is like he is the manifold...
The eternal effulgence.
Eternal effulgence. And there are these rays that are coming out of him all the time. Kesi means that rays, you know, the sun's rays.
Now it begins to make more sense. When you say him as Kalyana Keshava, Kalyana means all auspiciousness.
All auspiciousness.
And Keshava is that abundance, that radiance, that effulgence.
Yes, that comes out.
Wow, it's something almost like the Gayatri Mantra.
In fact, I was reminded of that because the Gayatri Mantra also is a mantra which is divided into three phases. So you have first praise, Om. After Om, Bhur Bhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya. All these nine are in adoration of the divine.
Yes.
Then Dhimahi is meditation. Okay. Then finally you make your prayer. So it is praise, meditation and prayer.
Dhiyo yona prachodayat. May my mind be illuminated.
Yes. So here also, if you say in a way, first we start praising the Lord as Kodanda Rama, as Kalyana Krishna, as Gopala Keshava, and then we meditate on him as Narasimha Achyuta Narayana because we really want him to annihilate all that is unpleasant in us.
Exactly. Exactly. But then you can't expect him to come down as Narasimha for each of us. So we shift down one gear, you know, lower the gear a little bit and say, Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara. When Dasharatha Nandana, you are a son to a father and you are a husband to a wife. How beautifully, in one line, he has encapsulated our entire social life. You are the son to a father and a mother. You are a husband to a wife. Automatically means... Everything else follows. In this social life, Danava Samhara Dayanide. O Lord, when you came down as Lord Rama, as a human being, in the form of a man, you were the Adarsha Purusha for me. Right? And even when you were the Adarsha Purusha, the only purpose for which you came was to annihilate evil, clean up the stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Clean up the evil outside and inside.
And inside. Actually, in that avatar, Lord was more focused on external cleansing. And as Bhagwan now says nowadays, both the demons and the gods are within the same human body, in the same mind. Unfortunately, that's the parabdham that we have evolved with. And he is here to transform. these two lines, the last two lines, you are actually praying to him. Let me put it this way. When we think of Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, Lord Rama was more of Adarsha Purusha. We call him Lord Rama as the ideal man.
Yes.
And Lord Krishna is more of precept. Krishna always was the teacher.
Yes.
Rama was Adarsha.
Yes.
And Krishna was Upadesha.
Yes.
If I translate that into English,
yes,
Rama was more of ideals.
Yes.
And Krishna was more of teaching.
Yes.
So do what Rama did and listen, yes, to what Krishna said.
Yes.
That's what somebody summed in the both the avatars. So I put these two and close my eyes and think of Swami.
Yes.
There you have the answer.
Yes.
My life is my message.
Message.
My life is the ideal.
Yes.
The message is the precept. So yes, when Swami says, my life is my message, in this bhajan, literally I'm saying, Swami, please destroy the negativity in me, the evil propensities in me, the danavas in me, so that my life becomes your message.
Yes.
Just when you reflect on this bhajan 3-4 times, you know, yes, allow the nuances to sink in, it hit me. So that's where I felt this is a beautiful bhajan which comprehensive.
Going by that praise, meditation and prayer, finally the prayer that we are making is, you are the merciful one, you know.
Yes.
Dana Samhara, you are the one who annihilates all the evil in us. So that is our prayer. Please remove all the tendencies in us that obstructs us,
yep,
on the path towards Godhead. So you praise, then you meditate on that Achyuta, Narayana, the all-pervasive one and the eternal one. And you know, the other connotation here, Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara. So even as you know, meditate on, as Bhagavan says, you know, you want to use those appellations of the Lord, which are ways that you can relate to.
Exactly.
You know, because Achyuta is an aspect of the divine which is so esoteric.
Well said.
And you want to relate to him like, so you are a beloved, you are Sita's beloved, you are Dasharatha's son, you know, so somebody relates to the divine as their beloved, someone relates to the divine as the father, somebody relates to the divine as mother, and you are asking this divine who is a father, who is a mother, who is a friend, my best friend, my beloved, you know, to please come and remove all that is not good in me.
Everything that comes between you and me.
And me.
Help me remove that.
Yes. Dayanide.
Dayanide. Oh, compassionate one.
Yes.
As you said, when you draw a simile between this or a parallel between this bhajan and the Gayatri Mantra, I mean, we are not very far off, you know.
I think, you know what, Arvind? If you think deeply, every bhajan is like this, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's just that we have not spent the time contemplating.
Absolutely.
Every bhajan is a Vedanta.
That's why I said right at the beginning, you know, it's only when we let go that he takes over.
Yes.
See, as long as we struggle, we think that we have been given the capacities and we have to work. I mean, literally speaking, in colloquial Hindi, there is a statement which says, Jaan hai to jahan hai. So if you have your life, you have the entire world. But that's nice when you talk about things in terms of a materialistic perspective. But all said and done, the moment you begin to realize that there is a higher power working through you or through me or through all of us, and that higher power is the same. Every bhajan has the same meaning. Please purify me. Please purify me. Please purify me. Let me be a better instrument in your hand. Let me be that empty flute,
yes,
through which you can play your melodies.
Absolutely. I think that is very beautiful. Every bhajan is, oh Lord, please purify me. Please purify me. Because Swami says purity is the essence of all sadhana. And I think every bhajan is towards that effort. And even if you take the meaning of the word Gopala, once Swami very beautifully explained the meaning of Gopala and said, when a calf is born, the mother cow, immediately after the new child is born, licks the entire body of the little one, clearing it of all the fluid and the placenta fluid and everything, and makes that baby completely clean and ready to face the world outside. Because till now it was inside the mother. Now it came out and mother completely cleans it and prepares it for the world. And I think that is what the Lord as Gopala is doing all the time with us. The Lord is constantly cleaning us.
Yes.
Constantly cleaning us to face the world that we are going to tomorrow. It's just that, as you very beautifully said, we have to let go.
Exactly. And as you were saying this, it hit me really hard. Bhajan is samuhik, which means bhajan is done in a group of people. No individual sings a bhajan on his or her own unless we are passionate. We have a different mood. That itself is unity.
Yes.
And through bhajan, we purify ourselves.
Yes.
That is purity. So when you perform bhajans on a regular basis, when you purify yourself on a regular basis,
yes,
you move with unity through purity to divinity.
To divinity.
Wow. As Swami says, this is the definition which Bhagwan often gives. So, but with reference to this itself, you know, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's another very beautiful concept that you mentioned about how Bhagwan always insisted that we should sing together. Swami used to always say that one of the 9-point code of conduct also for all the members of the Satyasaya organization is once in a week, you should as a family sit together. Yes,
yes,
you can do individual bhajans. The individual bhajans can go on 24 hours within you. That's a different thing.
Yes.
But you should also sit together. And as they say, the family that prays together
stays together.
Stays together. So from that unity, only there will be convergence of goodness.
Correct.
And that will take us, help us in achieving purity and take us to divinity. As we go on ruminating, we will find so many very beautiful interpretations of what this bhajan is, or for that matter, any bhajan is actually.
Yes.
It is just that we have to ensure that we don't make this bhajan singing just a mechanical exercise.
True.
It should be something that makes us go within.
Absolutely. But there was once an occasion, you know, like I came out of the bhajan hall and I was walking. I had a huge $1 million smile on my face. You know, like in our hostel days, you know, you used to call it bliss.
Yes.
I had a smile on your face. I was walking and one of my teachers came and said, Arjun, you seem very happy today. I said, sir, today I really enjoyed the bhajans. He looked at me and said, were the bhajans that good? Yes, sir. Bhajans were fantastic, sir. He patted me on the shoulder and said, Arvind, bhajans are always fantastic. Today you were in tune.
Yes, that's why you enjoyed the bhajan.
It hit me. It was like, wow. I mean, that's an epiphany, right?
Yes.
That means what? Everything is already there. It's just the way we look at it that makes a difference.
Grace is always there. That's what Swami told. Whenever you ask Swami, you know, praying for grace, blessings, Swami told, it's always there.
Always there. Like people say, Swami, my prayers are not reaching you. My prayers are not reaching you. The example is, mobile may signal.
Yes.
There needs to be a signal in the mobile.
Yes.
If you're switched off, if you're in airplane mode,
yes,
his signals will not reach you.
Absolutely.
Or your prayers will not reach him.
Not reach him.
He's always ready.
Yes. And I think bhajan is a time when signal is at the highest.
Absolutely. All we need to do is switch off from the external world.
Yes.
Swami has several times said, see, when you want to allocate time to God, ensure that you allocate time to God. I understand. You people have lost yourselves in the material world. Well, that's your problem. But if you're coming to me,
yes,
don't think about whether, you know, the newspaper guy has come or whether your kid's breakfast is ready. I've seen several times when you go in for bhajans, people are more concerned about what kind of prashad is being prepared, how many guests have come.
I hope my slipper is there. Nobody has taken
it. Exactly. Nobody has. There's a saying in Telugu, you say, Chittamu Shivuni Vadda Manasu Chappula Vadda, translates to saying, your physical frame is in front of Lord Shiva in the temple, in the sanctum sanctorum. Eyes are feasting themselves on the Lord, but your mind is thinking of the footwear that you left outside the temple. Bhajan is something that literally needs, I would not use any other word, I would say, as you use the word, I would say it is convergence. You let go of everything that pulls you outward, and you start looking for that period of time. Come on, I think we can definitely do that. Easier solution is, let go of the attachment. Don't wear chappals for bhajan, man, if that's a big problem. Get down from your car, leave your slippers in your car, lock the car and then come. At least keep the keys safe. So reduce the number of attachments so we can focus more on the Lord.
So every bhajan should make us become Baba, as Swami says, being awareness, bliss, Atman.
Absolutely.
To feel that oneness with the divine. And it's really very beautiful. I think, you know, every person, when they listen to this bhajan, when they listen to its tune, each one of us can relate to it in our own way. And whatever we have shared now, as Arvind will agree with me, it's just one perspective. That could be a million perspectives.
Yes.
And it's for each of us to go within and discover that beautiful connection that we have with him and use that to feel one with him. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much. Thank you so much, Arvind.
Sai Ram, brother. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother Y. Arvind. an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who after many years of studying at Bhagwan's lotus feet and also serving at his super speciality hospital in Whitefield, currently works for the government of Andhra Pradesh in the quality assurance division of National Health Mission. So with that, let's move on to the final lap of this session. You'll now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava. Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava. Kodanda Rama Raghava Jaya Kalyana Krishna Keshava. Narasimha Chyuta Narayana, Narasimha Chyuta Narayana, Narasimha Chyuta Narayana, Dasharatha Nandana Sita Manohara, Dasharatha Nandana Sita
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, or you would like to share something about this program, you want to give your feedback on how you felt about this program, please feel free to do that. You can send your suggestions and your notes to WhatsApp number 9393258258. Once again, please do send your impressions on this program to our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 4th April 2019.
This came to you as part of Thursday Life programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.